Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, August 25th. The news is sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Illinois fighting back against President Trump's plan to deploy troops to Chicago.
The people in Chicago are screaming for us to come.
But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the president's trying to manufacture a crisis over crime that doesn't exist. Chicago's mayor calls it unlawful, uncalled for, and unsound. But the president can do it for now, says KMOX Republican analyst John Hancock. He's using executive power. Currently, only the courts can check that. But it could be months, a year, or more before the legality of this move is decided.
In this instance, I think if the president sends the troops to Chicago, I think they're going to be there for however long he deems an emergency to exist.
Hancock says the U.S. was built on the idea of branches of government checking one another. In this case, the system isn't working the way it should.
When you allow unchecked the expansion of executive power, that's not unique to Donald Trump. That's going to be a precedent that exists for other elected presidents of the United States. You know, I've got some real concern about this.
Trump has already deployed about 2,000 troops to another Democratic-run city, the nation's capital. Polls there show the move is deeply unpopular with residents. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Federal law enforcement urging parents to have open conversations with their kids about the dangers of drug use as they return to school.
Michael Davis, special agent in charge of the DEA's St. Louis district, tells MissouriNet that social media is increasingly used by drug dealers to target young people.
They can advertise, they can arrange delivery, may receive payments for the drugs. And like I said, all with your smartphone.
Davis suggests the online enticement to buy illegal drugs can be riskier as kids return to school. He says some drug dealers are juveniles themselves, and peer pressure to buy and use drugs can increase when you get a bunch of young kids together. Beth Coughlin, KMOX News.
The teachers union that represents staff at St. Louis Public Schools is expressing no confidence in Superintendent Millicent Borchetti.
Local 420 spokesman Byron Clemens tells KMOX there were concerns about tornado damage and a lack of consultation with the employees in the district about reconfiguring the schools.
There was a release of a study calling for the closure of more than half of the St. Louis Public Schools in the our union, our members, were concerned that this was released just before the beginning of school. So they put together a petition drive and gave us the results. We'll be announcing them today.
Clemens tells KMOX more than two-thirds of their members are extremely concerned about Superintendent Millicent Borchetti's leadership. Today's meeting is at 2 o'clock at St. Louis Public Schools headquarters. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Ken Waller, a political figure in Jefferson County for two decades, has passed away at the age of 63. The Republican served in multiple key roles, including as the county's first ever county executive in 2010. He also held elected positions as county treasurer and county clerk. Waller is survived by his wife, Trina, three children and a grandchild. His cause of death has not been made public. Later this week, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page will be arraigned on criminal charges.
Page is accused of misusing taxpayer dollars for a partisan anti-Proposition B mail sent to voters ahead of April's election. Former St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell says based on his interpretation of the evidence in the indictment, the case is at best an ethical violation. Bell says he believes outgoing Attorney General Andrew Bailey is playing politics.
It is concerning when I see a pattern of a Republican Attorney General constantly going after Democratic elected officials.
Bailey's replacement, Catherine Hanaway, disagrees.
Bailey's done a remarkable job of cleaning up office holders who have not been serving the state well of both parties.
Page is facing two felony stealing charges and two misdemeanor election charges. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Ice cream lovers, check your freezers. Bluebell Ice Cream recalling some of its half-gallon cartons after some were sent out with the wrong packaging, causing a danger to those with a peanut allergy. Some of the company's Millennium Crunch ice cream was mistakenly packaged in chocolate chip cookie dough cartons, meaning the containers do not list that they contain nuts. 16 states were affected, including Missouri. After going 3-6 on their Florida road trip, the St. Louis Cardinals return home tonight to face the Pittsburgh Pirates. You can hear it starting at 6:45 here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.